We'll drive you to the May 1st, 2009 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fresh from cruising the highways and byways of central Illinois with a serious case of road rash, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, with this week's rain report, which will take a look at the 57th Dayton Hamvention coming up the weekend of May 15th through the 17th. Hap Holly, KC9RP, caught up with the Hamvention Public Relations Manager, Michael Coulter, W8CI, this past Wednesday, April 29, for a last-minute look at Hamvention 2009.
The Dayton Hamvention is the largest gathering of amateur operators in the world. And the Dayton Amateur Radio Association is the sponsoring club and has been since 1952. Since, I think, in sometime in the 60s, it's been held at Hera Arena in the north side of Dayton. It's an absolutely fantastic event. It has flea market spaces where it would take you an entire day to go through everything in the flea market, maybe longer, and the entire 6-7 building complex is completely filled up with inside exhibits, people selling things. We have forums based on amateur radio, all the different types of amateur radio, and what a great place to get eyeball to eyeball with people you haven't seen it all year. So it's a pretty exciting event for amateur radio. Our theme is DREAM, Digital Radio Enabling Amateurs to Do More. So the focus this year in our forums, we'll focus more this year on digital forms of communication, HAP. So we're excited about that. We think that part of amateur radio is continuing to grow and become more interesting. We have a lot of people in the amateur radio community that are involved in that. This year, we have more exhibitors, inside exhibitors, and more flea markets signed up this year than we did last year. Our ticket sales are stronger this year than they were last year. You know, that's always a concern, especially in all the, when you hear the doom and gloom of the economy, but we're really pleased that people are going to come and we want to put on a great show for them.
Sales appear to be up, even with the economy being down. How do you explain that?
Well, I think that, you know, people watch much more careful on spending money. When you look at the economy, you know, they say there's 9 or 10% unemployment in a lot of places. But there's still 90% of the people are working, and they're holding on to their money, but they're going to still want a little bit of entertainment. And amateur radio is such an important part of a lot of people's lives that it's a priority. They make it a priority. So we want to make it a priority to have a good show for these folks when they all show up.
Anything noteworthy that's new for forums this year?
In the forums this year, there'll be more of an emphasis on the digital forum. One of our award winners is the inventor of Slow Scan TV, Cop McDonald. He's going to be there too, so that's going to be real interesting for a lot of hams to meet him face-to-face. He comes out of Canada. He actually wrote a paper while he was still in college in 1958. Then in 1968, he and a group of people, but led by him, were able to get the FCC to authorize slow scan TV for the HF bands. We have just a great lineup of forums, and rather than go through all the forums, I would really hope people take the time to look at our Hamvention website. It's a great site, www.hamvention.org, and there's been a lot of improvements made to that site, and they can see all the many forums that we have. And there's just so much with Hamvention, and that site really covers what all is going on very well within Hamvention.
It is an impressive lineup for forums, and I'm looking forward very much to securing some good audio for Marine.
I want to talk about the award winners, because that's a big part of Hamvention, being Amateur of the Year or your Technical Excellence Award and the Special Achievement Award. The Technical Excellence Award went to Cop McDonald, VY2CM. He is living on Prince Edward Island in Canada, and he invented Slow Scan TV, but he also wrote Cop's column in CQ Magazine, and in the Mother Earth News, he wrote on New Directions Radio for several years. We were really pleased to give him this Technical Excellence Award. The Hamvention Award winner for Amateur of the Year is Danny Hampton Jr., K4ITL. He's out of Raleigh, North Carolina, and he was the architect of the Piedmont Coastal Repeater Network. actually established in near the early 70s. You'd have to read the story about this gentleman. He is visually impaired. It's interesting to hear his stories of climbing towers in a blizzard to fix a repeater system or building the repeaters himself. The only problem he has is soldering. Sometimes his wife needs to help guide him while he solders. So we're really pleased that he's going to attend and that he won the Amateur of the Year. And then the Special Achievement Award this year goes to Richard Garriott, W5KWQ. Richard is a legendary video game programmer and designer, and he's a ham radio operator who was the sixth private citizen to fly to the International Space Station. His father, Owen Garriott, made history as the first ham to communicate from space during STS-9 space shuttle mission. Garriott was probably the most prolific ham radio operator to fly, short duration, less than 15-day mission. In his 10-day stay on the ISS, he made over 500 two-way voice QSOs into a lot of school children, and he did over 1,000 slow-scan TV images, and they were downlink, and tens of hours of packet operation. He communicated with people all over the world, scouts and students, just a great achievement in our mind. So we have three wonderful winners there. And also, while I'm at it, this year ARRL is having a national convention there at Hamvention, and they're gearing up for that. That's just going to be an exciting event as well. If you haven't been to Hamvention to see the ARRL display, it is just amazing. And they have forums and things of their own, and I know Richard Garriott will be working with them quite a bit too.
Let's talk about last-minute things here. As we record this Wednesday, April 29th, we're essentially 2 weeks from the Hamvention. What is the situation regarding hotels and motels this year?
Well, you should still be able to get one. Every year they fill up, but there shouldn't be a problem getting one. On our website, www.hamvention.org, there's links there that people can find some hotels. The longer you wait to find a hotel room, the farther out that you may have to stay.
What kind of instruction will we be greeted with this year?
Well, I don't think it'll be as bad this year. Of course, they're doing some work in the town of Dayton itself on Interstate 75, but traffic's been getting through there pretty decently. Talk-in hasn't indicated any major problems this year. You know, I think every town has their orange barrels, but I think we have a little bit less this year than we did last year. I would urge everyone, when they get here, to listen to the talk-in frequency, and that talk-in frequency is going to be 146.940, a negative offset. By the way, MidCars will again monitor and provide travel assistance on 7.258 megahertz. And talk-in actually starts on Wednesday at noon and runs through Sunday at 5 p.m. However, talk-in will be off the air between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m.
So for those who are going to the Hamvention and will have an HF rig in the car, they can actually get some local information on MidCars on 7258 kilohertz. I'm speaking with Michael Halter, WHCI, the Public Relations Manager for the Dayton Hamvention, scheduled for May 15 through 17 in the Dayton suburb of Trotwood, Ohio. What is the latest on transportation, especially parking, at the Salem Mall this year?
We have the Salem Mall again this year to park at. There'll be plenty of parking there, and you can buy a bus ticket for the weekend. We are pleased to have that. For people staying at the KOA, there'll be a daily bus transportation from that location. The bus passes are $3 a day or $8 for the weekend.
What is the price of general admission this year?
Advance admission ticket is $20, and the admission ticket at the door is $25. And the bus ticket, which is valid all 3 days, is $8.
Parking, that's always a crapshoot.
Well, if you want to park across the street, there is parking that will be available there. And those are fields, and depending on the weather, that's private parking. And I believe that's usually around $8 a day there.
Obviously, if one goes to hamvention.org, you can find a list of all the different activities that are going on outside of Hamvention.
I would suggest if you have any time, visit the United States Air Force Museum. That is a great treasure of this region, and it takes a while to get through that, but it's free, and I believe it's open until 5 o'clock each day, might be a nice getaway. There are plenty of great restaurants in the region, interesting types of food of all different types, and there's little communities in the area. Yellow Springs, Ohio happens to be one of my favorite areas, just down Interstate 70. It's a very quaint, artistic college town there where Antioch University is located. Dayton itself has a lot of great activities, some nice malls. My favorite is a place called The Green, a lot of great restaurants in there. It's a very nice new mall that we have. So those are some of the activities, but there are other amateur radio activities listed on the website that, you know, different events that people may want to sign up that are not, you know, sponsored by Hamvention, but we are letting everybody know about those events.
For some years, there were alternate activities for ladies and non-hams. Are there any plans to bring those back?
Well, we've talked about that somehow. It becomes a cost thing for our organization. It's trying to watch costs. This is actually a very expensive event. It appears that we make lots of money but from buying the tickets, but there's a whole lot of outlay and a whole lot of different things that we need to purchase to make this happen. If there was more interest, we would definitely entertain it.
Mike, let's talk about some of the forums. I understand you're going to have the same number of rooms as last year. One of those rooms actually is a video room sponsored by the ARRL, where they showed various videos of day expeditions and so forth. But talk to me a little bit about the forums.
We're proud to have Laura Smith, the new FCC special counsel for the Spectrum Enforcement Division. She took Riley Hollingsworth's place, and so we're excited to meet her and welcome her to the amateur radio community at Dayton, Ohio. Richard Garriott, the award winner for Special Achievement Award, he's the man behind the Origin Systems and the video game Ultima Online. He will be giving a forum with assistance of the ARRL. Bob Heil, a great friend of Hamvention of Heil Sound, will present a forum on ham station audio. He's such an expert in that, and if you've never seen his forum, he is just exciting when he gives them. And Gordon West will be on the stage as well. And Carol Perry, professional educator from New York, will be presenting her youth forum in an expanded time slot in a bigger room. ICOM has donated a lot of equipment to support her efforts in her unique opportunity to work with young hams. And also, as I mentioned, our theme this year is DREAM, which is digital radio enabling amateurs to do more. And the digital forums there will be Tapper, SDR, APRS, D-Star, SlowScan TV, RIDI, and the new AWR forum on digital contesting. We also are going to have an antenna forum, digital antennas. You can tell that we are pretty much geared up with the theme being on digital communications. And for emergency communicators, there's going to be forums from Aries, Saturn, and Mars in the Red Cross, and a new forum from the senior emergency manager in the FCC's relatively new Public Communications Outreach and Operations Division in the Public Safety and Homeland Security Bureau. And that's called Volunteer Emergency Communications. Are we still needed? That's just a quick look. There are 45 different forums we're offering this year.
I'm really pleased to hear that Laura Smith will be coming. I heard very little chatter on the ham bands. Well, nothing positive, unfortunately. But then how do you fill the shoes of Riley? It's a very good PR move from the FCC and from the ham pension to have her speaking. That's very good indeed.
You asked me earlier about some of the group listings that we'll have some events for the Dayton Contest University, the 2009 Contest Super Suite, QRP Amateur Radio Club International, they call that 4 days in May, the Penn Ohio DX Society, they call that the 070 Club Dinner, D-Star Meet and Greet and Eyeball QSO, the Collins Collectors Association Banquet 2009, the 17th Annual Dayton Contest Dinner, the ATV Friday Night Dinner, the HF Pack Portable HF Events, and they have multiple events with that. There'll be an American Red Cross Chapter Hams Dinner Gathering, the International Visual Communication Association, Southwest Ohio DX Association Annual Dinner, QRP Amateur Radio Club International will be meeting. You can find a lot of this information right on the website of how to get to these activities and where they're at and their times and if you need to contact someone.
Is there going to be some real-time video and audio coming out of the Hamvention?
I know that there is some video that's going to be coming out WA5KUB is going to have a helmet cam. I know that the video is coming from there, and I don't know where else, but usually there is an opportunity to pick up the video there. The wireless access last year was available and should be still again this year at the ARRL booth. They had tables set up, and I know I used the wireless there several times.
For the last several years, there has been a local travel information station that has actually broadcast from the Hamvention. It's kind of a combination of a fundraiser as well as promoting amateur radio.
1620, yeah. I believe that they will be there again this year. I don't have that information in front of me, but they broadcast throughout the whole Hamvention.
If you're in your car near the Hamvention or you have a handheld broadcast band radio, tune in to 1620 and you might be surprised what you'll hear or who you'll hear on there.
Michael Coulter, W8CI, 2009 Dayton Hamvention Public Relations Manager, speaking with Rains Hapholly, KC9RP, about Dayton Hamvention coming up the weekend of May 15th through the 17th. Parenthetically, all rumors about the Hamvention leaving the arena next year are, as they are every year, completely erroneous. So come one and come all and enjoy the Hamvention. A handful of us from The Rain Report will be there. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2009. Rain, all rights reserved. I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, wishing you a very 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com. See you at Dayton.